We've been looking at the journey of life. And today we will look at the manifestations of Iman. And these manifest themselves in the form of Ahsan wa Amal. Yesterday we looked at Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 177, which in a nutshell gave us the profile of one who has Iman. And the first manifestation, if we saw, was atal mala la hubbihi dhawil qurba, was to be able to give away of that which you had earned to dhawil qurba, those near you. Well, in essence, the first manifestation of any iman shows in one's relationship with one's parents. Because these are the first human beings that we come in contact with. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah's pleasure is the pleasure of parents, and His anger is their anger. And the ayah of Surah Al-Isra, Surah Bani Israel, is very, very obvious. Ayah 23-24, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ عَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Rabb has commanded that you shall not serve any but Him. And you will show goodness to your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبْرَ أَحَدَهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. And if either or both of them reach an old age with you, do not as much as say uff to them. وَلَا تَنْحَرْهُمَا. Do not mock them, do not chide them, do not tell them off. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. When you speak to them with respect and honor. And he says, that's not enough either. وَحَفِظْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Lay down for them the wings of your rahmah. In other words, make yourself submissively gentle to them with compassion. And that's not enough either. He says, then raise your hands and say, وَقُرْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Say, O my Rabb, have compassion on them as they had compassion on me, as they brought me up and nurtured me when I was little. So awesome, especially a mom. Love of a mom is love with no pretense. And it is in this environment that the manifestation of Iman is nurtured. You know, when a child is able to comprehend the selfless love and reciprocates, then only are they able to manifest it in a wider circle. When you're looking for the character of a person, find out how he or she deals with his or her parents. How do they think of them? How do they talk about them? How do they respect them? And that will tell you what that person is like. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Jannah lies under the feet of your mothers." Al jannah tahta aqdama ummahatikum. Why did he say that? So important. As a man who came up to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have committed innumerable sins in my life. Is the door of Tawbah open for me? Rasulullah said, go and do good to your parents. He said, my father is alive, my mother is not alive. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, I wish that your mom was alive. There was a man who once came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, I am fit, I am healthy, I want to take part in the jihad for Islam, I want to go to battle, but my mom does not like me being separated from her. And Rasulullah says, go and stay with your mom. I swear by He who has appointed me as His messenger that the thawab for spending one night in the service of your mother and her being happy is greater than you performing jihad for a whole year. And you know, there are so many examples we have. There was a youth who came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, nothing works for me in my life. Everything I touch, the business I do, collapses. I do not have success with my relationships. I really don't know what to do. And Rasulullah says, do you have a mom? And he said, no. So Rasulullah says, do you know where her grave is? And he said, no. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, go out in your backyard, draw a line, make a niyyah that this is your mother's grave, sit down and beseech Allah giving the wasila of your mother, and see the difference that that will make for you. You know, Prophet Musa alayhi salam used to go up to want to see Allah all the time. Very quickly wants to meet Allah and goes up Qahitur, the mountain of Tur. One day Jibreel comes and says, Musa, slowly. Musa, don't go so fast. And he says, Jibreel, why are you stopping me? Every day I run up. And he says, Musa, your mom died last night. There is no one now who will raise her hands in dua. Every moment of the night when she wakes up, she thinks of you and she raises her hand. Musa, now you got to be a little bit careful yourself. Sayyid Murtaza Ansari, one of our greatest alims, when his mom died, he was weeping. She was in an old age, but he was weeping so much that his student says, but you have taught us sabr. Why are you crying so much? He didn't say anything the first time. The second time he said, do you know how I got where I got to? It was because of what my mother instilled in me. It was her that made me who I am. And thus that sentence, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdama ummahatikum. We have so much in our books that give us the awesomeness of what a mom is. There was a man who brought his mom to Hajj on his back. He carried her. He did tawaf with her. He did sa'i with her. He did the whole Hajj with his mom on his back. And then Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam was there and he said, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, have I fulfilled my haq? And Imam said, no, not even for the rocking of a cradle for one night. And he said, but Ya Ibn Rasulullah, it's not easy to have a senior citizen carry them on my back and bring them here. And the Imam said, there is one difference between the way your mom looked after you and the way you looked after her. When your mom looked after you, forever in her heart and on her lips was the dua of your baqa, that means, my Rabb, give my son a long life. My Rabb, take my life, but ensure that my son has a long life. When you look after her, you do not have the dua of baqa on your lips for her. And that is the difference between the upbringing, the looking after that a mother does, and the reciprocal looking after that maybe a child does. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mom died when he was of a young age, but he was looked after by Fatima bint Asad. This was the mother of Imam Ali alayhi salam. She looked after him, and when she died, this is what he said. He said, eyes were made to cry, hearts were made to hurt. I am not complaining to God for taking her, but I miss my ma. This is what he said. So important to understand that manifestation of iman is not only sitting on the musalla for long hours. It's not about looking the part and always sitting there reading Quran and dua. Yes, that's part of it. But the manifestation is balanced. It is very, very obvious in our attitudes, in the way we behave. And the first manifestation is always with parents. It is so important to understand that. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which says, one who does not respect his or her parents will not even smell the fragrance of Jannah despite any righteousness that he or she might have. Inshallah, we will continue with our journey of life and the manifestations of iman, which therefore tell us where we have got on our journey. May Allah grant all parents long lives, and may He grant them maghfirah and jannah.